I listened to Ahmed tell me his story. It was a fascinating story, and I had several corroborators. Ahmed's brother had gone for a job in one of the big cities there in Western South Asia, and in the course of time, he met a couple of American missionaries who had shared the gospel with him, loved him, shared their life with him, and led him to Christ. When Ahmed found out about this, he was determined to kill that missionary. He acts like he's friendly with him, so he can lure him into an ambush, takes him up on a dirt road up in the mountains, had two of his friends waiting there, going to jump out and cut off his head. And then at the last second, Ahmed just has this change. He said, I put him on my motorcycle, I drove away, but I told him, I said, you get out of here, don't ever come back. Ahmed then is conscripted into the military. They tell him, basically, you can go fight in the Afghan front, or you can go fight up in Kashmir, but you're now prepared to go and give your life for Allah. He chooses the Afghan front. He just does some horrible things, including wiping out an entire village. Everyone in it, they kill. He talks about picking up this little 1.5-year-old little baby girl, holding her in his arms that already killed her parents, and how she held his finger in her hand as he stuck a knife, a poison knife, into it and killed her. That was one of the things that began eating at his soul. Later, they'd captured a guy, and they told Ahmed, you're going to have to cut off his head. Guy had a bag over his head. They had him on his knees. They'd made a circle around. They're chanting, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. They give him this long knife to cut off the head, and he just drops it. He says, I can't do it. And they grab him. They said, either you do it, or we're going to cut off your head. And he says, then you'll have to cut off my head. I can't do it. And he runs away. He ends up going AWOL, finds his way by train all the way back to that city where the missionary who had he had almost killed was living. He said, I spent the next few days sleeping on his couch. And when I finally got over my extreme fatigue, I just started talking to him. Over the next few months, Ahmed began reading the Bible. God began working in his heart. And finally, not only did he come to faith, he gathered his family together. He said, you know, you threw me into the madrasa because you wanted me to become an imam. You said, whatever I would do, you would follow me as your spiritual leader. I said, do you still feel that way? And they all said, yes, whatever you say, we'll do it. They said, well, I'm becoming a follower of Jesus. I want you to follow Jesus too. So the whole family joined him in following Jesus.
That was a clip from Truth About Muslims podcast, a new show where we educate you beyond the media, bringing you into the Christian Muslim dialogue. New shows are released every week.
Check us out at iTunes or truthaboutmuslims.com.